this program to bring you...
These waves are all around us now. Radio waves.
When the Deep Woods Late Night Ticket Broadcast Fund turns on, we break in. Join us now as we're busting up whatever is on the air for after-hours radio programming. Let's go live to the Woodford Reserve Musers Camp Out on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Live at the Woodford Reserve Musers Camp Out. What's up?
Well, what have we here?
It's the Deep Night Ticket.
Looks like the Deep Night Ticket.
Where it's your man Donnie Dew is right here.
That's right. Where it is you, it is us, and that's it.
We have Ryan.
Of course, that you are a girl.
We have Jub. Jub, what's up?
Yo.
And we have Bracket Dan, my hero and my leader, Bracket Dan.
Mine too.
Don't talk about brackets.
What's up, Dan?
Donovan.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Dude, I love the way you
Mavs.
Stroke that fire. I need to go camping with you more often.
You're
dude,
you're erotic with that.
You're
thing,
the
man.
Best. You're careful.
That? What's the best?
You're like a gentle lover with that fire.
Is I have flashes of, what do they call it, temporary pyromania, I guess.
Is that how you treat your woman in bed, the way you treat that fire?
Can I bring up three highlights from tonight? Or lowlights?
Taco.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I want to...
Number one, is Groobs on the board?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hello. Shoopy?
Hi, Shoopy.
Shoopy!
How are you feeling, Shoopy?
WTF!
AYFKM.
Let's start there. Ryan's did the Hour of Power, which was, I think... I'm going to submit it as the most impressive thing done at
the highlight of the camp out so far.
Six beers in 1 hour.
Yeah.
He shot a beer every minute. He got a little behind, but then he would catch up. The fact of the matter is he did six beers in right at an hour.
But you know,
I jumped ahead a couple times.
You know the best thing about this, though, is at the end. When he's at 57, but he downed those three right in a row.
He just cannonballed it.
He finished strong.
We powered through.
That's what Mike does.
That was impressive, Ryan. That was really impressive.
Thank you.
Another reason that's so great is Mike did that not only with the moment in mind, that moment he was doing it turned into gold, but he knew that would affect now and this evening, later this evening.
Right.
So it was like a general manager making a move with, yes, this is going to help the club today, but it's also going to benefit us in the future.
He's trying to win that championship.
Brilliant.
Right.
Yeah. It was just absolutely brilliant on your
part.
We're
thinking big picture.
Dude. Yeah. All right, that's moment one. What's moment two, George?
Moment two was... I don't know if it's a highlight or a low light. One of the sorriest things I've ever seen, Gordon throwing the dead deer on Corby.
I don't even understand it.
I was with Gordon when we picked it up, and we're riding on the four-wheeler just exploring the land.
And you just let it happen?
Well, I didn't
let him take it back here?
Well, yeah, I guess I did.
For prank usage?
I didn't know he was going to prank, throw it on
Corby
like that.
You knew he
had
a prank in mind, though.
Is that even a prank?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I mean, we're having fun here, though. So that was gross. And then he insisted to put it on the fire.
Kind of burned its head a little.
And then finally he did, and then we all told him to stop, and he finally did.
Well, look who's joining us now.
Well.
Whoa.
It's the Bob Stern Show.
Hey, nah.
Which brings us to moment number three.
He's matching sweats.
Which was one of the, it's an underrated line, I think, on Bob's part.
He's over logo.
The three things that I will bring from this camp out. Ryan's amazing performance. Gordo's amazing weirdness at throwing the deer on Corby, and then the line issued by Bob, where we have been, it's not that some of us can't afford not to eat as much like myself, but for the last couple of days, I wouldn't say we've had just a buffet to choose from, and Bob had the line of the night when he said, you know what, I think I'm going to go get some more cobbler. Oh, wait. I high-fived him. I thought it was awesome because basically we've had Cheetos, steak, or eggs.
It's for the you last can tell days. Rich bought.
It's a two-day
it's
event.
Rich's Dude, eating event, though.
We've had
his dream eating menu.
Oh, potato chips. I've never seen so many potato chips around.
It's
in
a two-day
life.
Event, and we have meat and a variety pack of lunch.
That's it.
Yeah, Doritos.
Cheetos, Doritos.
No fruit.
Doritos.
What about this? Don't you think
Like, what, they want to have too much food?
Right.
As opposed to
no
just
breakfast cereal? Nothing.
Like, and he bought Hunt's ketchup.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like that's the step down.
That's sacrilegious right there.
Hunt's ketchup?
Yeah.
Like, when you get Hunt's at a restaurant, you're like, really? All right.
Don't you just walk out?
I mean,
out?
I'll still use it.
Don't you just leave?
Nah, I'll still use it, but you just don't feel right.
But thank you for the
compliment. Yeah, lots of meat.
I thought that was...
Thank you, George.
Just premium.
Do you...
It was classic.
Like, who was in charge of groceries? Do you think it was Rich?
Oh, no, yeah. I think it was promotions. And that's...
No, it was Rich. It was Rich. They asked him, what does everybody need? Rich said, well, what does everybody eat?
Potato chips, chocolate, marshmallows, graham crackers.
That's just his regulation diet.
Yes, of course. I mean, we're all 27. That's what we eat,
yeah.
Right?
Where are the chicken wings, then?
Where's the cobbler?
I thought we just had wings all day.
That's part of it, too.
And then the other breaking news that we have here in camp. We were informed that we're about to be hit by rain.
Yes.
That has sent everyone scurrying to their tents to put the rain slickers on.
That's right.
I feel like that was a false alarm.
Yeah, I think so. Also, it's a beautiful
It should be here
idea.
By now, right?
That'll narrow down our location.
Junior Miller Consulting.
I know. Radar. The one cloud in Texas.
There may be a few more.
Who could know?
Well, the Metroplex may get hit by rain tonight. So
that's fake.
So...
But anyway, so it doesn't look like we're going to get rain.
Mike,
but.
How you feeling, man?
So has Mike done the president's bit yet?
No, not yet.
Could you do it?
Shoopy, of course he can. Of course he can.
When Corby gets out here, he's going to do it, and Corby will do the 77 Cowboys roster?
78.
Or,
and Bob will do the Super Bowl trick.
Why is Corby still in there?
Sure.
I don't know.
What's the matter with him?
He said he was in a Twitter fight with someone.
Oh, yeah.
A Facebook fight or something. He's
Which
on Twitter.
He's Facebooking
fight.
Some girl.
He's liking.
Yeah. It's like, oh, baby, you were so hot. Baby, so, Groove. I beg you so bad.
We got Grooves here tonight, too.
I don't think anyone talks like that anymore.
Keep bringing that game. Just be careful.
Hey, Grooves.
Hey, Bud.
Want to say hi to any Facebook friends? How many
everyone?
Likes did you get?
Last I saw was up near 280, and then about 70 others on my fan page.
On my fan page.
I have a fan page.
Wow. Well, I would like to send a shout-out to my 500,000-plus Twitter followers tonight.
You're up to that many now?
And thank you for your props. Thank you for your props on the Power Hour. How about a facial?
Oh.
What does that mean?
It's a cosmetic thing. You can go in
you
and
can tell Shoopy's at the helm.
Do we need calls right now? Do we need girls?
Yeah, right. We need that. But we
Shoopy,
also
are you screening, too?
Uh-oh.
Now we
But we do need an update on Mike, because at the end of the Power Hour, Mike, you almost got sick.
Yeah,
you still feel sick?
You almost upchucked.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Were you...
That's been a great bounce back.
Now, we were wavering there for a while toward the end.
Were you close to a reversal of fortune?
I thought we were a couple times.
Did you break the seal, or is it still all in there?
No, it's still all in there.
Yeah?
It's still all in there, but there were a couple things along the way that, or a couple times along the way where I thought that that might not be the case, but we're okay.
You're good now.
Yeah, we're okay.
I mean, you've always been a ticket legend, the guy who basically founded the station, but now, with this,
man,
I don't know where you go from.
Next
what
level.
Stratosphere you go to after
like, will
that?
This be the first bullet point on the resume now?
Which way is up?
Maybe.
I just hope they don't tell me not to come back to work on Monday.
Stroke that fire, Dan. Lovingly.
If they don't do that, then it's a win-win.
Are you kidding me?
Lovingly.
Anything about an alligator guard?
Lifetime contract after tonight.
Lovingly. Lovingly.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody ever seen,
one.
Ever seen an alligator guard?
What's that, Mike?
Hot beef injection.
All right, Shoopy, how are we doing on calls there?
Good. We got one female caller, and you want to know what her name is?
Well, sure. I'd love to know what her name is, Shoopy. Betty. Betty?
Yes.
Oh,
now Groove's just showing up.
Hey,
What's
Betty.
Up?
Hey.
Oh, but this is Miss
How are
Betty
you?
Boop, right?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Donnie?
I'm good, sweetheart. Where are you calling
Betty,
from?
Betty, not a common name for
no,
a young...
No, no. It's Betty from Burleson.
You must be over 46.
I like you, Betty.
Thank you, George. I appreciate
it. It's just an older name, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, how old
it's
are you?
A little
late at night for a Betty.
Come on, get with it. Betty with Burleson.
Say,
I can't give my
on.
Real name. Too many people.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
Come on. Let's
you.
All be real.
I'm sorry.
Here.
No, it's cool.
What
I understand.
What's up?
And you and Bob should recognize me.
Really?
Oh, you guys. Whoa, Eiffel Tower, huh?
Oh. Every Stars game.
She's at every Stars game. I am too.
Every Stars game. All right.
12 inches from your face, so you don't see me, but that's okay.
Sorry about last night, Betty. Sorry about that goal last night.
No, you were there on Wednesday. It hurt.
It hurt out here.
I think that was the playoff right there.
It hurt out here in Waxahachie.
Something very naughty.
Mark, you're not in Waxahachie.
No.
Mm-hmm. Does it hurt?
All right, so what you got going tonight?
Does it hurt? Drank some red wine, so I have nothing to do.
So you go to every Stars game and every Mavs game?
Yes, that should be a clue for you.
Incredible. Boy, you are a sports chick, aren't you?
I am a sports chick, and I'm going to opening day. I am super excited.
Man.
I've been to every opening day since they opened the ballpark, 1994.
And just think, there's only 161 games after that.
I know.
And you're how old?
We're going to put that in the Betty bragging rotator.
That's right. Betty from Burleson loves her sports.
Do you enjoy that?
I am over 40.
Nothing wrong with that, girl.
What?
All you really need to know.
Over 40.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
Absolutely. What should you
do? You enjoy having your hair pulled?
Who went to every... Darn it. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, Dan? Yes, Dan.
Would you want a girl that wanted to go to every game with you?
No.
You know, it's like driving to work with your girl. Do you want to do that?
Well, I did that for about 6 months.
Is she arguing?
That sucked.
No, she's just your wife.
I drove to work with my girl. Oh,
you did?
Yeah. We rode together. That sucked. I couldn't fart or anything like that. Yeah, so that's my place of solitude in the car.
Why? Because I couldn't fart.
You let it go in the car. All do it.
You burn them into the seat.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Yeah, you pick your nose. The car is sacred.
There's just enough talking at home, you know?
Yeah, you don't need chicks in the car with you.
Could you work with your wife if you had to work with her every day?
No way.
Like a morning show with your wife?
Oh, no, let's say if it was a real job.
Jay and Hillary on I-70.
Like you ran a store together or something.
What about Gene and Julie on KVIL? They do it.
What about Pugs and Kelly?
Were you guys able to hold off Jay and Hillary, George?
I guess. I don't know. Where'd they show up?
I don't know.
Oh, that's so kind.
You can only see so far in your rearview mirror. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's the big man there.
There he is.
That's the big man. All right, Betty.
Don't talk about them, man. I work with them.
All right. Go Stars.
I mean, you know, they don't have a prayer. But
very naughty.
Pray to Hitler. They make it.
Stop it with the Hitler stuff.
Bye.
Bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
I love you.
All right, let's go to
Lauren.
Lauren.
Hey, hello, Lauren.
Lauren, a younger name.
What a great name.
I am young.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
23.
Older.
Let's not play these games, Lauren. 24. Let's go. Tell us. Are you?
Shut up, bitch.
Whoa, Come on.
Nice, Mike has been drinking tonight.
Go ahead, Lauren.
God. How old are you, sweetheart?
26.
26, huh?
Had it. Or your prime.
How about all the 20-year-old girls who've called in this week?
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Did you know Jim Brown's best year was when he was 26?
Wow.
Golly.
Really?
Well, here's Jim Brown.
How about Brooks Jacoby?
Have you ever heard of Jim Brown, Lauren?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you like websites?
Lauren, are you hot as hell?
Do you like websites?
I do. Facebook.com is my favorite.
Mark that under. Wow.
All right, who are you Facebook friends with here?
I'm friends with Groob.
All right.
Who isn't?
I'd be friends with Corby, but he has not accepted my friend request.
Are you friends with me?
Oh, that figures.
Yes.
All right, that's all that matters.
That Facebook just seems dangerous.
And you're friends with me, too?
Yes, I am.
You Facebook, Bob?
So hot.
What's that?
Do you Facebook?
I'm experimenting.
Yeah, it just seems dangerous to
me. Mark
that. Yeah, please mark that. Wow.
Dangerous in what way?
I don't know. It's just like a big Pandora's box that you just don't want to open.
Like what?
Are you with man, Lauren?
I don't know.
Too many girls on there. Too much temptation.
Too many girls at 26 friending you and stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's weird.
They just don't understand what you go through on a day-to-day basis. Right. The pressures of celebrity.
Right.
The pressures of morning drive.
Are you fighting Jay and Hillary?
Are you with man, Lauren?
Well, I am with man.
When was the last time you got laid?
Lauren, good
Mike.
Question. Good question, Lauren. Answer,
hey,
go.
Are you with, is your man famous? Like, he does he host a radio show?
Kind of.
Hmm.
Whoa.
That's a leading statement.
It is. Who's your man?
Must be TC's girlfriend.
Gribbs.
Yeah, if you're going to be leading statement,
yeah,
here, you have to follow up. FCC regulation.
Krennic?
His name's Bradley Wayne.
Hmm.
Bradley Wayne. Never heard of the jackass.
Bradley Wayne. That's a fake.
Now,
that's a radio name.
If we were to know that name, where would we know it from?
Yeah, where does he work? Who is he?
Dallas Stars.
He works with the Dallas Stars.
Bob?
Bradley Wayne.
Stars. Dallas.
He's friends with Dan Fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, works
okay.
More in the business office.
Now,
like the business
that's someone
guy,
I
right?
know, Lauren. I don't know if these others know him, but I certainly do.
You do know Dan Fine.
Oh, yes. He's a good man.
He has a relation of Hitler on here.
I think he went to Pink Floyd concerts.
Yes, he did.
Or,
go to
Roger
Pink
Waters,
Floyd,
that is.
Yes, he did go to Roger Waters' show.
And he plays guitar.
Hey, hey, Lauren.
Yes.
Have you met my friend Tone yet? His name's Dial Tone.
Yes.
That's your cue, Grooves.
Dude.
Damn, so rude.
Big man. Big man.
Wow.
So damn rude.
It's his camp.
It's going nowhere. Let's get somewhere with somebody.
Chemistry with her.
Hey, and then he plays guitar. Oh, really? Whoa. That's really interesting. Jeez.
All right, if
something.
We don't get any better phone calls, then we'll get the guitars out.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
And it's going to be... Need you now over and over and over tonight. Let's talk to...
Hori Tiffany.
Tiffany, you are on the deep night ticket. How about that? Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go, talk. What's up?
Good evening.
I'm actually the Tiffany from last year that Corby said the Hitler with Falling Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Is that on your resume?
Actually, it's not, but I think it is on Corby's.
Uh-oh.
You're associated with Pete somehow?
No, absolutely I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
No, my husband actually fought him 3 years ago.
Oh, your husband?
Lady Pete?
Oh, no, your husband fought Pete?
Fought Pete.
Yes, it's fight night.
Oh, in the fight night.
Oh, okay.
And your husband,
you married
he
the brother,
has a
right?
reputation of Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who George
Hitler.
Says...
We talk about him way too much on the station.
Well, we sure do.
That's uncomfortable.
Let's move on to Pol Pot.
Taco period. Plank. Yeah, let's get to Pol
Pot. Yeah, let's talk more about taco period.
So, Tiffany.
Pol Pot.
Yeah.
You like hanging?
I do like hanging.
All right.
Do you
how
like
about
trying
I hang it
new
up?
Restaurants? I like them the best food.
Wow!
What?
Look at the Whoa. Big man.
God. We've already talked to her. We talked to her last year.
So you want new?
Last
huh?
yeah. year.
It's been. I haven't
right,
missed
okay.
her. Have you?
All right. I can't honestly say I have.
Do you like hanging?
She elicited one of the most famous drops in.
Oh man!
2010.
He has a reputation of Hitler on here.
All right, hang on, Corby.
Wasn't that one of the top 40 drops last year?
Get Snake out here.
Wasn't that one of the top 2010 drops of 2010?
Mm-hmm.
But the big man says he wants new, so let's give him new.
What was that SMU bit?
Top 100 plays in SMU
in 100
football history.
Like they were
they stop at like 38.
They could just
go back to the Pony Express days and then give up.
We just have too many great plays to fit into 50. Go to 100.
We got to go to 100. All right, who else we got there, Shoopy?
Debbie.
Hey. Debbie.
She's probably older.
Right. This is going to be good here.
Now here's a nice old school name.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Hi,
Debbie.
Young.
What's going on?
Could be a little older.
Yep, yep, yep.
How old are you?
Reiner, I am one, or not Reiner, that I'm sorry, Mike. I'm one of the SoCo and Lime Girls from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Lime Girls from Boston.
I have read your birthday.
Yes.
What's the story about Nine Girls from Boston?
Girls.
That's right.
What's this all about?
Go Live Girls.
Oh.
That's right.
Ooh.
She, the beautiful Melissa Perry, and... three or four others.
This one.
They come out the petty theft shows?
We did one time. We did one time at your birthday.
Is this one of Corby's Angels?
No, this is not one of Corby's.
What a callback. Donovan, that. I was the purple girl at Ticket Stock.
Oh, yeah, the purple girl.
All right, now, all right, clue us in, Donovan. What does this mean to you?
She was wearing purple. Right?
Yeah, she had.
Did you enjoy when Donovan and I sang Easy Lover that night, Debbie?
I was not there, but I didn't clap at one of the segments, and
what?
I was called out, and then Donovan brought me dog tags.
I will wear you out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Hey, purple girl.
Yeah.
Why
I'm
prize?
A huge fan. My husband and I and my
Now I have to.
Change it.
Just leave it.
And you're how old, Debbie?
You're not
you don't want to know. You don't like it.
Believe it's the only way you'll ever know. She's an easy lover. She'll clean your heart, but you won't feel it.
Grooves is on percussion.
She's like no other. Before you know it, you'll be on your knees.
Hey, Debbie.
False idol.
Yes,
Debbie, you don't like to be dissed, do you?
What?
You don't like to be dissed, do you?
Dissed.
Forget it.
I said you don't like to be dissed, do you?
I don't know what that means.
Say no. Just say no.
No. Donnie.
Well, I'm sorry. We're disconnecting.
Jeez, George. The
big man does it again.
Come on, purple girl. I love you.
I'm going to use the purple girl.
I love you too, Debbie. You and all so-called live girls.
How could you do that to the purple girl?
In fact, tonight I love everybody.
Outstanding game, Shoopy. You fought them all the way.
Thank you, Shoopy.
How great is that?
Now there's the late night ticket there.
That's right. That's the deep night ticket coming at you. Let's talk to
Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie or Terry?
Carrie with a C.
With a K?
With an M.
Oh, with a C. All right.
With an N.
Well, it's actually Sherry.
Two M's.
It's actually what?
Sherry.
Sherry.
Oh,
my Sherry Amore. Right. Lovely as a summer day.
There you go.
You should have been gone.
Sherry.
Horrible.
Where are y'all?
Sherry.
Sherry.
What the hell song is that?
What's up, Sherry?
There you go, yeah.
Oh, Sherry.
Oh,
all right, how old are you, sweetheart?
I was singing Stevie Wonder. I was singing the classic.
How old are you, Sherry?
How old am I?
Yes.
How old do you want me to be?
27.
There like you go, awesome baby. All day long. All day long.
Oh, emphasis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sherry
has a little attitude.
Have you ever mixed anything in the bathtub?
Maybe.
What's that in the background?
So
what's
going on? Camping. The girls are camping.
It's a meth lab.
What girls?
Marlboro 100.
Our girls. It's an all-girl night.
That might be the line of the campout right there.
I'm drinking vodka.
Are you?
Yeah, we all are.
Non-filtered cool.
Yeah, you're uncircumcised.
Right? Yeah, you need to look at some Woodford Reserve.
Can meth
right?
Can meth be used recreationally or
all the time?
All the time.
Day. Yeah.
So 49ers at 7, go.
What do the 49ers do?
So,
where are you?
We're camping. By the river. We're up as north to the river as you can get.
What river?
We're in
Red River.
Ooh.
Ooh. Home of the Gainesville Leopards, also an I-3A team. Haven't made the playoffs in 6 years.
Oh, I'm not into all that.
Why are your eyes closed?
The visual is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, God, that's funny.
This is awesome.
Well, I don't know how long they've had phones in Gainesville, but guess what can happen to them sometime?
What's that?
They get disconnected.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Big man
is at it again.
Unbelievable. Boy, she really had something, a point she was trying to get to.
Obviously, girls, the big man either wants this to go somewhere.
Right.
Or if not, you're on a very short leash. Yeah,
quite clear.
Bring something
seriously.
To the table. Bring something to the campfire.
Quite clear. His brackets have angered him, and you're not.
I am
angry. He's not happy. He's not happy at all.
BYU losing in overtime. I think I just my chances went away to win the office bracket.
Jimmer has screwed everybody up.
Nah, he played hard tonight. They took way too many threes, though.
He freaking shot 30 times.
He's got Allen Iverson.
Ball hog. Yes, yes.
Hey, he's got to shoot 30
he's
times.
He's got Allen Iverson eyes.
He's like Rhines. He's a volume shooter.
That's right. If he doesn't score the points, who does?
I made a three-pointer tonight.
Another one of the random white guys.
I'll try one more.
Yeah, let's go chew.
Someone.
Bill.
Someone.
Someone in Connecticut. Bill. You're on the ticket.
Ashley. Hey.
Ashley,
yes, hi.
You're on the ticket. Hi.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi. Is Corby around?
No, we can't get him to come out here.
Not at the moment, he's not.
Okay.
Why are you gagging?
I'm not gagging, but I have a direct connection to one of Corby's most famous bragging drops.
And what's that?
What is that?
When he says that my neighbor is the commissioner of the Big 12.
Okay.
That is my house. That's the house I grew up in and the house that my parents built. And I must say that you guys are the reason why my husband and I are together.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
My neighbor is the commissioner of the Big 12.
Yes, that's the house that I...
Donnie could not have done
so that. So you are the daughter of Dan Beebe?
I'm sorry?
No.
You are the daughter of Dan Beebe?
No, she grew up in a house. Don Beebe.
Or Don Beebe.
No. My parents Don Beebe's the Buffalo built a house and moved in when I was about 3 months coming into the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
how long did you live?
How is the ticket responsible for you and your husband being together?
Well, because we met at Papa Do's at Frankfurt in the Tollway, and we got into a discussion at the bar of who was better, ESPN Radio
boring!
Or the ticket.
Now, did you guys do it that night?
No.
But you recognize that there was some obvious.
Oh, that's good.
And you recognize there was some obvious chemistry between the two of you, right?
Yes, we had a discussion about who was better, Coach K or Dean Smith.
Jeez.
Wow.
He brought that in. You married that jackass?
That is sowing the seeds of love right there.
Here's something else about the Big 12, like Colorado and Nebraska. And you actually now share something in common with Colorado and Nebraska.
What's that, George?
She's also disconnected from the conference.
Go to hell, whore.
I want to know if she did it in that house.
Nah, I think she was grown up.
So and she didn't do it? I'm sure she did.
Seeds of love.
Underrated song.
Sowing the seeds.
What song is that?
Underrated group, too.
Buy that on the... Idco Grooves.
Shoot. What?
He's sowing the seeds of love.
Oh.
Who sings that?
We probably don't have it. Tears for Fears.
So sick and tired of songs I don't know.
All right, play some Fat Boys then.
When have you worked at a radio station that played songs?
Yeah. I bet there were a lot of songs you knew at K-Plex, right?
I never worked at K-Plex.
You were flexing your Plex?
I never flexed my Plex.
You and Dorsey in the game?
If you're about 16, bring
the day
up
I have
time.
An air shift on the Wolf is the day I retire.
Chubby Checker and the
that's
Fat Boys.
No, it's the truth. Dan Bennett can call that bluff.
That's the truth. I retire.
Give you a weekend hour.
I've worked
hour.
At all four. Very yeah, careful. Give me 1 hour. I'm done.
You worked at all four?
If I do a shift on the Wolf, yeah.
Dude, you have done like just playing... about everything, haven't you?
Yeah, I have,
that'd be like
Mike.
Playing every position in baseball in a game.
Right. And I'm done. What,
you
what,
should
what,
do that.
What
that'd
more
be like
can you do?
Scooter Herd.
What more can you do, dog?
Who else
like
we
a
got
Sunday
groups?
Morning, you know, top five thing.
What, Georgia?
Yeah, do that.
I said, who else we got?
Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Kelly. Well, now. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome.
Awesome.
How are you?
I am great.
What are you wearing?
Oh, I am wearing a Texas Rangers blanket around my body right now.
That's my home. Are you nude?
Is that it? Nothing else?
Oh, no.
Now you're uncircumcised.
What?
All right, don't start
what?
That again.
Are you sitting by a campfire with Bob
no.
and Mike and Donovan and George?
I'm wondering where you guys are. Where are you guys tonight?
If we tell you, will you come
we
up here?
Or camping?
Oh, I'd love to. That's
yeah.
fun. That's
you like
right.
the car.
Cabin is going on.
Come on. Tell us where
so
you're
So are
at.
We camping yet?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am right around Corby's age.
What does that mean? I don't know
something.
What that is.
I'm 38.
High 30s?
38. Are you with
yes.
man? Are you with man?
I am with man.
Do you
I
have a boyfriend?
I have a husband that has actually listened to you since day one, and now, I'm a P1, huge P1.
Boring! Is he a really big fan of the station?
Is he?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to hang up on me?
No. I'm just asking because if he's a really big fan, maybe he'd let Dan have his way with you.
Oh,
and he'd be okay with that.
You're going to let Dan have your way with me, honey.
You know,
well, Dan, how about that?
Way.
Wow.
Isn't it sad how just the marriage has gone loveless after all these years?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's gone loveless.
Not loveless, but it's certainly not
no,
like
something.
It was, you know?
Right. Oh,
when was
no,
the last time you got laid?
Not. We have four kids, so.
Right. Ooh. I mean, there's no time
well,
anymore.
You love doing it then. If
it's
you
like
have
you
four
almost
kids.
Have to schedule things.
Damn.
Oh, kids are great. Love's the best.
Love making is the best, huh?
Love yeah. is the best.
I've never made
exactly.
love in my
love
life.
Is the answer.
I just
love
freaking,
is the answer.
I just freaking hit it.
You just need some attention from me.
I just go for it.
Like, so, Cardinals at 5, quarterback?
You guys are in
there?
The throes of passion, but you're kind of looking up at the TV, and then you want to rewind the TiVo and just hope he's just
well,
done.
Well, I'd just say we
soon.
Would, you know, we like to watch movies, too.
Mark, do you like trying new restaurants? Do you like only the best food?
So you guys like to watch movies together?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of movies?
Oh, well, you know.
Mouth-watering melons.
Yeah, porn. Have you ever watched a porn flick with
Have
your
you ever
husband?
Watched one of the ones Ty mentions?
Oh, I don't even know what porn is. I'm sorry. What is
Would
that?
Would you like to be in
whatever.
A porn subtype?
How many tapes have you made?
Whatever.
So how long have you been married?
I have been married many years.
How many is that?
Just tell us.
It's been a few.
Okay. Want to stop down for a quick
Well, you know what?
What?
You know what one of the biggest problems
Hang
in marriage
on, let
is?
Mike ask her again. She
okay,
didn't hear
go ahead,
Mike,
Mike,
go ahead.
Want to stop down for a quick hinge?
Oh, come on now, Mike.
I don't even know what that is.
I need
But
I
you know. Do you know what causes a lot of problems in marriage eventually?
What's that, George?
What is it?
Communication problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the one we're about to have right now.
Big man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
He's on a roll.
Oh, boy.
Well, we've got to work as many in as we can.
He's messing around and getting a triple-double is what he's doing.
Who else can do this?
See him on the court and he's trouble.
Taco period.
Stop
for that drop.
It's you.
It's the Stars. It's their promotion.
That's such a disgusting way
they
to describe that.
They give out Taco
that.
Bueno if the Stars have a goal
I'm
in the second period.
Never going to eat Mexican food again.
Right,
Taco
Bob?
Period.
Please, Bob, back me up.
This is your bit, man.
How could you desert me? Bob.
All right, let's go.
Me too, Bob.
Honestly, I have to... Can we be honest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Me and Dan constantly look at each other like, it's their first goal tonight. They get tacos for that. Like
for
we
one
had,
goal?
Like, we go to every game and we don't know the promotion. You went to one game and figured out the entire thing.
I've seen
and I'm
it.
Wondering.
No, if, I've seen another Stars game. Is it always the second period?
Again, me and Dan look at each other like, they just scored one. Like, usually the Mavericks, 100 points, gets you a taco or something.
Right.
But they designate
the Stars,
a period. They designate a period in the game.
That must be what it is.
Right.
Taco that explains
period,
it, Dan, right?
Which is the taco.
Because one
I don't think they've done it all year long.
One can't be the barrier for tacos, though.
Do you think that's some information I would like to know?
So they're down 4-1, and we're supposed to celebrate the taco goal.
Yeah?
I like tacos.
Like, it's 4-1, though.
They're never down 4-1.
I thought Eric gave you the creeps.
Taco period.
Hypothetically.
Taco period. Taco period.
All right, Groobs.
Is that the unofficial name of
Groobs? Don't test me.
Late well, you guys have good. Been underwater
How would you
allies
like that
for...
all the time?
Huh?
How would you like that all the time?
See, Grooves wouldn't do that if he worked on our show, I don't think. I don't think he'd torpedo us every 2 seconds.
You guys would break him?
Y'all don't allow Jared to.
Have you ever met Grooves? Fernando would break him within a month.
He can't touch
me. He would hate working with Fernando.
Want to stop down for a quick hinge? Do you hate Fernando?
No, I don't hate Fernando.
Who? I'm sorry, Mike asked you about somebody else.
No.
Who's Fernando?
He's a very good producer.
What did I say?
You hate Fernando?
It's a fart form.
He's a very, very good producer. That's like right. Corby.
Like Corby.
Corby is producer. A very, very... See? People don't realize this about Corby, but Corby is a very, very good producer.
Who is this? Who is this talking
Where
right now?
Where is Corby? Why isn't he out here?
I'll go get him, because I have to go number one.
What? Why won't he come out here?
Does a break need to be worked in?
All right, let's work at a break.
Get to bed.
I have to go number one.
Do that.
All right, more of the Deep Night Ticket next.
More whiskey.
Sports Radio 13.